Staying with a historic but inadequate building should never take priority over reaching the community. Some churches are driven by events. If you look at the calendar of an event-driven church, you might get the impression that the goal of the church is to keep the people busy. Something is going on every night of the week. As soon as one big event is completed, work begins on the next one. There's a lot of activity in churches like this, but not necessarily productivity. Still, other churches are driven by seekers. In an honest attempt to reach unbelievers for Christ and be relevant to today's culture, some churches allow the needs of unbelievers to become their driving force. The primary question asked is, what do the unchurched want and need? While we must be sensitive to the needs and hurts and interests of seekers, and while it is wise to design evangelistic services that target their needs, we cannot allow seekers to drive the total agenda of the church. God's purposes for His church include evangelism, but not to the exclusion of His other purposes. Attracting seekers is the first step in the process of making disciples, but it should not be the driving force of the church. What is needed today are churches that are driven by purpose instead of by other forces. Strong churches are built on purpose. Proverbs 19:21 says, "Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." Plans, programs, and personalities don't last, but God's purposes will last. Nothing precedes purpose. The starting point for every church should be the question, why do we exist? Until you know what your church exists for, you have no foundation, no motivation, and no direction for ministry. If you're helping a new church get started, your first task is to define the purposes of your church. It's far easier to set the right foundation at the start of a new church than it is to reset it after a church has existed for years.